proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the gospel as the Apostle Paul has said, that the gospel itself is the power of God for salvation to everyone that believes. And dear friends, I was raised a Roman Catholic, and as a Roman Catholic, I never in the church heard the gospel clearly expounded to me as it is in the Word of God. And in the Word of God, the gospel is clearly set forth. As a Roman Catholic, I never read the Bible. I was never encouraged to read the Bible. Yes, I did one or two Bible lessons in catechism in school, but I was never actively encouraged to read the Bible as a Roman Catholic. And I wonder today how many Roman Catholics are here who never took the time to read the scripture for yourself.
Open the yoke.
No.
Yes, you made the time
the gate to read here to
be a man.
Cool. Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
All the way through.
To give him reverence, Peter said to Cornelius, "Cornelius, stand up. I am only a man." And therefore, according to the Apostle Peter, the Pope is only a man. So, wouldn't it be tragic if many of you today took the effort to travel from various countries to see just a man, and yet never took the time to read the Word of God? That would be an absolute tragedy. And the reason, dear friends, that would be an absolute tragedy is because the Word of God is the only power for the salvation of our souls. There is no hope outside of the Word of God. For the Word of God has been given to us by God Himself to be the way of salvation, to show us the way of salvation. And therefore, what we're here today to do is to preach, not ourselves, not to promote any church, but we're here simply today to proclaim the Word of God, to preach Jesus Christ, to preach His Word. And once we have the Word of God, and once we have the Gospel, and have believed in the Gospel of Jesus Christ, then we don't need any man. We have everything in Jesus Christ. For the Bible says that there is only one mediator.
Amen.
There's only one advocate with the Father. There's only one mediator between God and men, and that is the man Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is the only mediator. Jesus Christ is the only Savior. And therefore we today, we do believe, let me say this clearly, we do believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Amen.
But we believe that the Roman Church has deviated from the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Amen.
Therefore, they're different. The Holy Catholic Church and the Roman Church are two different things. I believe, in the words of Augustine, outside of the Catholic faith, there's no salvation. But friends, the Roman system of today, the Roman Church of today, is not the Church of Augustine's day. It is completely different. For the Council of Trent in the 16th century anathematized the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Council of Trent in the 16th century said that we cannot be saved by Jesus Christ alone. That's what the Roman Church says. The Roman Church says that I cannot be saved by Jesus Christ alone. That I must have other things. I must have penance. I must have obedience. I must have the church. That's not the gospel, friends. That is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ is that Christ alone is sufficient. Christ alone is all I need. I need no one else. I need not my good works. I need not a church. I need Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ alone suffered for my sins. Jesus Christ alone died for my sins. Jesus Christ alone bore the wrath of God for my sins. And that's why we're here today, not to be against anybody, but to be proclaiming Jesus Christ as the only way of salvation. Jesus Christ as the only mediator between God and man. And that is why the apostle could say, writing to the Hebrews, how shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? The salvation of the Bible is wonderful because it gives assurance. It tells you, the gospel of Jesus Christ tells me, that if I die at this moment, I will go straight to glory.
Amen.
Do you know the man that you're here to see today? He does not have that assurance. Because the Roman church has robbed him of that assurance. The Roman church says that for anyone to say they are definitely going to heaven, they have committed the sin of presumption. So even the Pope cannot say that if he died, he goes straight to heaven. That's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because the Apostle John, in 1 John 5 and verse 13 said, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know, listen to this, this is what the scripture says, so that you may know that you have recompense, everlasting life.
Amen.
Dear friends, that is the gospel. That's good news. The gospel of the Roman church is not good because it says you might have to go to purgatory for a million years. What's good about that? Think about it. What's good about a gospel that tells you you might have to go to purgatory for a million years? That's not good news. That's not a gospel. That's not the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. The glorious gospel of Jesus Christ is at the moment Paul could say, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That is the gospel. That is the good news of Jesus Christ. The gospel is wonderful news, because it's not trusting in yourself. The gospel is not trusting in your works. The gospel is not trusting in your religion. The gospel is resting in Christ alone. The gospel is having peace with God. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the gospel. That is the wonderful news, dear friends. And that's why as a 16-year-old Roman Catholic, when I first heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, when I first heard of the mercy and kindness of God, I received Christ as my Lord and Savior, personally, as my Lord and Savior. And friends, that night my soul was saved. That night my soul was saved. It's not about me. It's all about Christ. It's not about my works or your works or going to church or keeping the Ten Commandments, because that brings no peace. There's no peace outside of Jesus Christ. The prophet Isaiah could say there's no peace to the wicked. So dear friends, as sure as we are here today, as sure as we are here today, we will not be here very soon. And we will stand before God in the day of judgment. The scripture tells us that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. So dear friends, Are you ready? Are you prepared to meet your God? In the book of Acts, just as the crowd is drowning out some of what I'm saying, in the book of Acts, when the Apostle Paul preached the gospel, quite often what happened was crowds were raised up by the Jews. The Jews would go and they would get crowds to make a lot of noise and a lot of trouble to drown out the gospel. Because, you see, it is the gospel of the Word of God that we need. And the devil knows, Satan knows, that it's the gospel alone that can save us. And dear friend, if you're a Roman Catholic and you're not reading your Bible, what's wrong? Why are you not reading the Word of God? Why are you trusting in a system? Why are you trusting in a religion? Why are you ignoring God? Ask yourself that question. Why are you ignoring the God of Scripture, the God who has given you the Bible, the God who has given you the Word? And the Apostle Paul, I have no doubt if the Apostle Paul and Peter were standing here at this very moment, they would say the very things that I'm saying. They would preach the very same message that I am preaching, and that they would tell you not to trust in a man. Not even to trust in them. Not even to trust in Peter and Paul. Peter and Paul always preached, trust in Jesus Christ alone. Only in Jesus Christ. And therefore do you worship the Son of God? Paul says, the life I live now, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul, he didn't worship Peter. He didn't adore Peter. He didn't bow before Peter. In fact, in Galatians chapter 2, listen to this, get this. Paul rebuked Peter in the New Testament. Paul actually said to Peter, Peter, you're wrong. Because the Apostle Peter, who you say is the first pope, he compromised the gospel. Peter compromised the gospel. Peter was messing around with the gospel. And Paul rebuked Peter. Well, dear friend, you know the truth, yeah. Paul rebuked Peter, yes? Did Paul rebuke Peter? Yes. Well, he's not answering the question. But if you know the New Testament, you'll know
gospel.
The Apostle Peter, who's meant to be the first pope, was rebuked by the Apostle Paul. What does that show? That Peter was not infallible. Peter could make mistakes. Any man can make mistakes. Any church can make mistakes. But listen, dear friends, the only one who's never sinned is Jesus Christ. Even Mary was a sinner. Mary committed adultery. Jesus Christ alone is without sin. Jesus Christ alone is born without sin. Jesus Christ alone lived a perfect life. The doctrine of the Immaculate Conception of Mary is a modern invention.
You might as well ask any of the cameramen from RTE or whoever, did they ask permission?
Any inventions of the Roman Church?
Northern Ireland?
No. You're from the northern part of Ireland.
When we deviate from the gospel.
I'm from the United Kingdom. I'm from the United Kingdom.
I'm
American and British.
We change the Word of God. And therefore, friends, get back to the Word. Get back to the Scripture and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
Amen. Oh.